Unit 4. Number 17, Exercise 3. Listen to the text and say which of the statements are true, false, or not mentioned in the text.
Stone Age Man in Britain.
The British Isles were not always the green, pleasant land in which people live today. Many thousands of years ago, they were not even islands, and England was joined to France by dry land. In those far-off times, no one lived there because the land was covered with ice hundreds of feet thick. Then slowly the climate became warmer and the ice melted, leaving the bare rock underneath. Many hundreds of years passed before the land was fit for men to live. The earliest man ever to live there came across the dry land from France. Those men and women were very different from the men and women today. Those people were able to talk and think, though only in a very simple way. They knew how to make some sort of clothes for themselves out of the skins of animals, but they had not yet learned how to build even the simplest houses. They lived in caves and knew how to make fire, probably by rubbing dry sticks together. They had no iron or steel knives, nor had they any pottery.
About 6,000 or 7,000 years ago, some new people came across the dry land into England. We call them Neolithic people, and we know that they were much more intelligent than the men who lived in caves. The caveman's brain was underdeveloped. The Neolithic men were more clever. When they saw things happening, they wanted to know why they happened. This desire to find out why things happened was the beginning of all civilization. Those people built huts, used bows and arrows to hunt. They began to use canoes to travel and simple tools. Those people were farmers too, and they began to grow some sort of corn, out of which they made bread, and they discovered how to make pottery. They were not savages. They were the dim beginnings of the modern civilization in which all of us live. We call them Stone Age men. We give them this name because they made their tools and weapons of flint.